Welcome back, stoners. Welcome to Stoner Talk. I am your host, B.C. All right. And today, stoners. Oh, I'm mad. My weed already lit up. I'm mad, stoners. I'm mad at a few things. First of all, let's talk about one thing, stoners. I was like, oh man, I missed 420. You know, 420, I have four people, four associates, four guys I talk to that supply me with God's gift. And on that particular day, all four of those guys do discounts on the ingredients that I purchased from them. They do discounts. And I ain't talking about like, oh man, if it's 20, I'll give it to you for 15. No, I'm talking about if it's 20, I'll give it to you for 5. Those type of discounts. I appreciate those brothers. But I'm still mad. Because I understand that a hustle is a hustle. And I respect the hustle. Hell, I've even been a part of said hustle at one point in my life. But damn it. Weed not only should be legalized, that's a whole, is either a totally different topic or a topic for now, but not only should it be legalized, Jesus Christ, it should be free. It should be free. First of all, it's a plant. If y'all know me, stoners, which most of you probably don't. If it's free on earth, I don't buy it. If I can get it free on earth without any assembly required, I won't buy it. I won't buy water. No, I do not. I do not buy water. I do not buy flowers. You know? I'm not going to put a price tag on something that God intended to be free. Now, I purchase weed because I have yet to find the one person that just gives weed away. But, you know, the day I do, he will be my best friend. But my thing today, stoners, is this. Why isn't weed free? Like, for real. You know how many people probably wouldn't have done what they did if they had like two or three blunts injected into them? Rest in peace to all the Charleston Town shooter victims, I meant to say. But you think Dylan Roof would have went in there if he would have been stoned out of his mind? I'm like, man, I ain't worried about this race shit. I'm not making light of it. I'm being honest with you. You think them Columbine kids would have did what they did if they were stoned out of their mind? Hell no. They would have got hungry, ate, laughed about the situation, shot some trees, and went to sleep. Weed have so much benefits. They have so many. I said so much. That's very improper grammar. Weed have so much, so many attributes to help, that they had to at least use it medically. For cancer patients, when you're going through chemo, you have no appetite. That's why they prescribe you marijuana. Certain strands give you hunger, energy, help you sleep. This is a medical marvel where we're dealing with. God put this here for you and for me. Take advantage, man. Take advantage. But all jokes aside, stoners, that is a true statement said by Smokey in the movie Friday. God put this here for you and for me. We all believe that God do not make mistakes, and I truly believe he doesn't. I think everything that is happening is done for a reason, either to teach, to preach, or to just get some things that are not supposed to be here out of here. I think everything is done for a reason. Hitler was here for a reason. Okay. I don't know what the reason is. Don't ask me, but everything that happens is for a reason. Death is the reason. There's no random acts. There's no just cause. Okay? So marijuana was put here for a reason. And I think it's God's chill pill. You know how many times I've gotten mad stoners and was like, you know what? I'm about to lay it down on this dude. What did he say to me? Son, watch when I see him later today, son. I'm breaking this dude's face. Those are the thoughts I had in my mind. I would go home, sit down, pack a bowl. I'll roll a blunt, depending on whichever was closer. And by the end of either one, I'd be like, ah, fuck that nigga, man. I ain't even worried about that nigga, I swear to God. Not because I'm scared. Not because, and honestly, not because I've changed my mind, stoners. It's because weed has an ingredient that Cat Williams, I think Cat Williams was right. It's called fuck it. And once you get that fuck it in your system, ladies and gentlemen, my stoners and stonettes, you really don't care about nothing. The most important things in your life, I apologize about that. Let me take that back. Not the most important things. The most important problems. How about that? The most important problems in your life become minuscule once you get that marijuana, that sweet Mary Jane, that Buddha, that ooh-wee in your system. Okay, stoners? You get that in your system, and it's your most important problems that you would ride and die off of become minuscule. When people go out to do drive-bys and da-da-da-da-da, they don't just smoke weed. Don't get me wrong, they smoke. But they drink, they pop a pill, they do a molly. Those are false courages. See, what marijuana is going to do is open your mind to new options and other possibilities. Nobody just sits there and smoke like two or three blunts and say, let's go, man, let's go, let's go. No, we don't do that. That ain't what we do in these streets. Because after that first blunt, if I see my partner rolling up another one, man, I'm kicking my shoes off and kicking my feet up, my brother. Put the game on. Marijuana is God's peace treaty. We hear a lot of comedians say this. Bill Clinton would have went over there and talked to Osama. What's going on with you, Osama? You blowing up stuff. You know, like, if peace treaties and UN summits and all these other things that big leaders got to go talk about, if they would have one blunt, one joint, one bowl, one bong, just pass that thing around and let's talk, I guarantee there'd be more peace than a little bit. The Indians, they wasn't called Indians. Christopher Columbus called them Indians because he was looking for India. When they found the Moors were sitting on what we call America now, Plymouth Rock. They were smoking peyote. Do you know what peyote was? It's a dangerous, I'm not going to say dangerous, because if you smoked too much, it made you hallucinate. You know, it was a different type of strand of marijuana. It's a very strong strand. You know, there's a different strand for everything. But that's what they, but that's basically the basis of what they were doing. They were getting them TPs and they would hotbox that bitch, or what they would call a spiritual awakening. But they would just sit in the TP and hotbox. The only opening would be the very top. And the chiefs would sit in that, the chiefs of the Moors and the leaders of them would sit in that tent. Okay? And have discussions about the land and spiritualness while they hotbox. For those of y'all who are not stoners and just appreciate my podcast for whatever you think I'm trying to give you out of it, because it's not knowledge, it's not entertainment, it's kind of, honestly, it's a mixture of both. If you do not smoke and you're just entertaining, hotboxing is when you get into a closed, confined situation and you smoke constantly in that small situation, which fills the room up with smoke, where you have no more clean air to breathe, only marijuana air. That way you get higher and higher and higher. Now, it is dangerous to do that if you sit in that situation for too long. Your mouth gets extremely dry very fast. You may get a little dizzy. You may get a little lightheaded. So, disclaimer, if you do decide to get in your car and hotbox or a bathroom or whatever you have and hotbox your situation, please make sure you're not in there for too long and have a bottle of water with you. Okay, stoners? Back to my point. I think marijuana should not only be legalized, but just given away. There should be a one-stop shop. You know how like they give out condoms so people wouldn't catch AIDS at certain clinics? They should have at certain dispensaries. You don't have to give out a whole box. Ain't nothing wrong with giving out a blunt a day to new people. Sign your name down. Let me see your ID. Here's a gram. Here's a gram. Here's a gram. You know? Once a day, everybody gets a gram. I guarantee you, who wouldn't like that? You go to clinics and get condoms to make sure you don't, you know, hurt yourself when y'all are having sex and doing different things. You know, they give away some gun stores. I've heard give away bullets. If you already own the gun to said thing, they'll give you bullets. If you have a shotgun and you have no shotgun pellets or whatever, they will give you some just to protect yourself. What's the good of having a gun if you can't have no bullets? I understand that. I've already done my podcast on gun control, so I'm not going to get into that. But I think that's a great idea, and it's not like you can't afford it. Every dispensary everywhere should have a 1 gram, one person every day, as long as we're open system. Basically saying every day you wake up, before the dispensary closes, you have the opportunity to go one time, once a day, between the hours of when they open and when they close. You can go there, show your ID so they can mark you down so you can't come back. And they give you 1 gram. Huh, stoners? Tell me that wouldn't be a beautiful thing. Now, I get what you're saying. Oh, no, people going to YouTube that don't smoke, really, and send them to get one. So what? Maybe that person needs an extra gram. There's some people who can take a gram and pack a bowl and it'll last them all day. And there's some people who can take a gram, put it in a gar, and that gram will be gone within that hour. Maybe that person who smokes it within that hour needs an extra gram for later on that day. He has a little bit more extra stress than you. So let him use his friend who doesn't smoke anyway to go get him an extra gram. So what? There are some offenses that you see and you be like, you got it. Good job on that one. Excuse me. Hiccups. And there are some offenses you see and be like, oh no, either I or somebody has to stop this. You see somebody getting an extra weed, you don't stop that. You congratulate or try to emulate. I just wanted to throw that out there just in case we ever come across that situation. If I had the money, stoners, I would open up a dispensary, and that would be one of my policies. You come in with an ID. Let me scan your ID for future references. Write down your name and your number. You get a gram. You do that every day. The world would be a calmer place. You know, restaurant sales would skyrocket. You know, I'm just saying, stoners, marijuana is the one quote unquote drug that we have that society can really use. Colorado made marijuana legal. Crime went down 18%. That's a fact. You can look it up. Crime went down 18%. Stoner. They were bringing in so much money to the banks that the banks, just off of weed dispensaries alone in Colorado, can out branch. In other words, make other banks of themselves. Wells Fargo you go to every day, if you were putting in the money that marijuana was putting in, they can make a Wells Fargo too, the sister bank, because they have so much money that they can't hold it all. But yeah, that's what happened. They started to, for a while, they had to refuse the weed dispensary's money because they was giving them too much. That's Tony Montana stuff. Seattle didn't follow suit. Their crime went down 15%. And they also up Seattle. Seattle is a great place financially to live. It's very expensive. Do not get me wrong. Emerald City is very expensive to live in. But the reason why is because their economy is so up to date, if you will. McDonald's jobs, you can get a McDonald's job and make $15 an hour working there. Yeah. So if you're looking for a new place to live, I think you should check out Seattle. I love New Orleans. I love my home. I would want to visit Seattle. I want to visit everyone in the U.S. But when I turn, you know, of retiring age, you know, I want to be in France, you know, sipping on some wine in front of the Eiffel Tower, chilling. That's where I want to be. But that's another podcast for another day. Anyway, stoners. Yeah, man, that's my whole soliloquy now. It's just, that's what it's all about. That's what my whole soliloquy is about. We need to make marijuana not only legal, but at least supply the American people who need it. Give us a gram a day. That'll stop marijuana dealers. And it'll give people who need it a chance to relax their mind. You know how many people wake up and be like, oh, I hate my job. I'm going to go there and shoot everybody. I'm going to go get my gram. And you know what? Fuck it. Earl up the street wanted to hire me anyway. You know, all I'm saying, Storm, is I don't know. I think I'm going to do the next podcast I'm going to drop is going to be on America's laws, because they don't make no sense. Most of them. I can give you 10 off the top of my head that we actually use every day that actually protects us. And the rest of them are just there. And I know why they're there. And that's a whole different topic. But this marijuana law, this is one law that should be eradicated. Stoners, you don't think? This is one law that we do not need. God put marijuana, Mary Jane, Buddha, that ooey, that sticky icky, that purple Urkel here on earth for a reason. And I think we can look up and see why. These cops out here need a blunt. Chill the fuck out. This is America. Don't catch a slip in them. I'm just saying, stoners, if you have a headache and I say you can take an aspirin, but it's going to cost you 5 years, you'd be like, well, goddamn. If I'm telling you that marijuana has no lethal effects on the human body, only positive ones, and on top of that, it can be proven that it brings crime rate down, why are you stopping the legalization of helping your nation? Ooh, that was fire. Legalization of helping your nation. Yeah, stoners, but you get my point. I don't know. Weed is a gift, and I feel privileged, and I love the fact that I can enjoy God's gift every day. Created a podcast because of God's gift. Created a YouTube channel because of God's gift. Thank you. Yeah, stoners, I just wanted to vent right fast. Please go on my YouTube channel. Go to Stoner Talk and subscribe. I post videos up there every now and again. I don't really have a specific time, but I do. Follow me on all my social medias. Mr. Super Duper BC. That's MrSupaDuperBC. Also, add me on PSN. Mr. Super Duper BC 1. Okay? I hope y'all are toking while you're listening to me, stoners. Hope you're rolling up while you're listening to me, stoners. I hope you high, high, high when you listen to me, stoners. Yeah. And one day I'm going to need y'all. Sign some petitions. Rally in the streets. But we need to get weed legalized and free. Brothers Unite.